Daf Chof Beis, and we are ready to begin a brand new perek.
Until the Heineken perek.
Berishona kol mi shelatzeh letrom et ha-mizbeach torim, ubizman she'in merubim, ratzim v'olim bakevesh, kol ha-kodem et chaveru bi-arba amot, zacha. It used to be, in the old days, we'll talk about what that was referring to, was that when whoever wanted to do the first Aveda of the morning, which was to go up and to do the Trumat HaDeshen, which was to take that shovelful and put the Deshen down next to the Mizbeah, he could do so. There weren't too many takers at that time in the morning. Ubizman she'in merubin, when there were more than one Kohen, they were both wanted the same job. Ratzin v'olin bakevesh. So then they would basically race for the job. Kol hakodem et chaveru b'arba amot. As you get up there to the finish line, within four amot of the mizbeach, would be nice if they made the finish line right at the top, wouldn't it? One guy can't stop running in that room. So within four amot of the mizbeach, that was the finish line, and he would win. V'ima yushneim shavim. Suppose two people got up at the finish line at the same moment, which today means to choose up, exactly is done over here, but nonetheless, you stick out your fingers. You can put out either one or two fingers. You cannot use your thumb. There was once a story where there were two of them were running up. One pushed the other guy, and he fell and broke his foot. When the Bezdin saw that this race was leading to a sakana, they made a takana that the Trumat HaDeshen should only be done with a pious. And Arba Payasot Ayusham, and it's interesting that the word pious is basically to be mefayes. In other words, instead of having it competitive where one guy's ready to kill the other guy, so it comes from a lashon of pious, in which everybody feels that they were fairly treated. They got their own.
How much sportsmanship?
Well, this is okay, very much lahaloch of the question of sportsmanship. It's not facetious. It's extremely important how to understand this. Arba payasot ayusham v'zeh ha-payas harishon. Now, there were four payasot, of which this was the first. The first question we have to ask ourselves is whether this is a continuation of the Seder of the Yom. Because why would we do arba payasot when all of the avodas Yom HaKippurim is done by Kohen Gadol? Very interesting that there are those of the Rishonim who say, including the Baal HaMor, no less, who says that all of the piyutim that we have on Yom Kippur, you'll remember from your Mazar, in which it talks about the pious and the Kohen doing the avoda between the payasot and so on. Every last darn one of them didn't know what he was talking about. This mission has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It has to do with the Seder of the Yom on the regular day. And you can throw out your Mauser. Not the Baal HaMor, the early Rishon, which the Ramban takes great exception to. He says, every Mauser we got to throw out. Therefore, he tainas that the pious for those things that didn't need to be done by the Kohen Gadol would be chal even on Yom HaKippur. Well, we'll see as we go along. But in any event, there's a strong body of opinion that this Mishnah is not a continuation of Seder Yuma, the Seder of the day of Yom HaKippurim. It's giving us the background to the Seder Hayom. Now, what exactly is the pious? That also is a machlokas in the details between mostly, on the one hand, Rashi, and on the other hand, the Rambam. Obviously, everybody takes a side in this. But essentially, what happens is that the Kohanim agree on a particular number. That's the way most learn, and that the Lashon of Hatzviu is the coming to that agreement. Take a number, a random number. Rambam learns that at that point, the Mamuna now goes ahead, and the one who's in charge of the Payasot, he takes off the Mitznefet of one of them. It's a sign that he's the one that you're going to begin with. And then he starts counting that number. Now, there are those who say that he wasn't told the number until afterwards, because otherwise he could be trying to make it work out, the person that he would want to give it to. So he didn't know the number. Did you bring cake and whiskey? We all want to celebrate. So what happens then? We start from the one whose hat he took off, and we go around in a circle until we reach the one that the number ends up. Since we cannot count people, so we count fingers. Now the question is, how many fingers do we count? Says the Rambam, we count either one or two fingers. Whatever they got put out, which randomizes things more, because now we don't know what the guy's going to put out. Therefore, The pious comes out to be more, very difficult for anybody to be mechaven in advance, and therefore this keeps it even more random. Rashi learns that we always count one. We're only allowed, there's a mashma'ut like this later on in the sugya, that we're only allowing two for people who are too weak to be able to hold out only one finger. It's hard for them to control, so they put out their fingers. According to the Rambam, when it says you don't put out an agodal, you don't put out your thumb, the reason is because you can easily move your thumb. It looks like it's out. No, my thumb is out. Yeah, it was out. If you sit up, so when you see the cat's coming down, you're already down, you're already up to 339. There's three guys away. You want it to end up on you, you stick out your thumb. You claim that it's been out the whole time, or vice versa. It's two. Take out your thumb. Therefore, we don't let you use a thumb. Too easy to be confused. Rashi learns the reason that we have a problem with the thumb, if we're only counting one anyway, is because a thumb can be held very far away from your index finger. So therefore, what you can do is, when there's a whole crowd, you're holding up, makes it look like there's two people there. The Munna doesn't notice that there's really only one person, so he counts it as two, which makes the pious end now early. All right. Now, what would be wrong with being metakina pious in the first place? The same way they were metakina pious for all of the other Aveda. Because originally they held that nobody would come for an Aveda that's only an Aveda of the night. Aveda of the night is second-rate Aveda. Even the chazudik also what the day sakana takinu paisa, but the mice people were coming, and not only were coming, but were coming sufficient to cause a lot of competition. So then they put up the pipes. Is that true? No, I mean, vorum putorim adavodas vayli v'takinu rabana paisa. How about the fact that one of the paisa deals with who takes care of burning the vorim and putorim at night, and that's a nighttime avodah. It's true, but it's the sof avodah the imam. It's a continuation, basically, of the Aveda that was done in the days. Now I'm finishing bringing the Korban. The Etzim Korban is the Ikar Aveda. That's what you do in the daytime. You say the same thing about the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is the Tefillat Avodat Yamama. Why do I say that? The Yomer of Yochanan Kidesh Yodav the Trumat Hadeshen, Lamachanit Tzarech Lekadesh. If a Kohen gets up, normally, if we owe that Lina is Mayo for the Yadayim, so it would mean that someone who had washed his hands from the kior, and now he waits until the morning, then the fact that he was lam with his yadayim would mean that he'd have to be re-mekadesh his yadayim. But if he was mekadesh his yadayim for the trumas hadeshen, then it's considered to be that he began the aveda of the yom. So if he didn't go out of the beis hamikdash, he doesn't have to wash his hands again. So what does that mean? It means that this is the beginning of the day's Aveda. Because look what it says. Shekvar Kiddush mitchilat Avoda. He already did Kiddush from the beginning of Aveda. So why would it, if the Evorim and Pedorim are viewed as Choshev, even though they take place at night, because they are the Siyum of the Aveda, why wouldn't the Trumat Hadeshen be Choshev? Because it's the beginning of the Aveda. Same Loshev. No, you're misunderstanding Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't coming to address the reason that it's Choshev is because Trumat Hadeshen is Tchilas Aveda. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that basically the time between Krot HaGever, time between dawn and actual sunrise, does not pass the Yadayim. All that he meant to say was that since the original Kiddush Yadai was a Kiddush in Tzerech Aveda, not that the Tzerech Aveda is a Yom, that isn't the issue. It was a Kiddush in Tzerech Aveda, so it remains a kosher and a Tios Yadai for the Beis HaMikdash. And since there was no Lina, the Lina doesn't pass, so that's all he's saying. So therefore, they didn't make a pious because they held that people weren't interested in Avodas Laila. That's one approach. Ikeri Amrei, others say the reason that they didn't make a pious L'chatchila was bimi korasover kibedoi ika onashena lo asa. They held that no Kohanim were going to get up early in the morning to do the Trumas Hadeshen. Who wakes up at that infernal hour? So because of that, they figured if you got one nut that's ready to do it, let him do it. We'll encourage him. And come right up, anybody who wants can do it. Then they went ahead and they saw, even the Chazud Da'atu, they saw that the Kohanim indeed were waking up early. Not only that, but in their competition, called to Nani De Sakana, was even dangerous. Takina the Rabban and Paisa. So then they were Mitakein the pious. According to this Lashon, we asked, are Yevorim and Pidorim, which are done late at night, why would a guy stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning to do the Aveda of Yevorim and Pidorim? There also there's Ika Onashina, so people would certainly be falling asleep, and nonetheless, Takina the Rabban and Paisa, the Rabban still said that you need to have a pious. He answers the Gemara, Shine migna mimeka. There's a big difference between going to sleep late and getting up early. Anybody who don't know that shouldn't be learning Gemara. So therefore, there made no takana, because their people will stay up. Mela will stay up. They get up early, they figure they don't need it. So therefore, when they saw that it was done, they went ahead and they made the takana. Well, I'll talk about the competition. The takanta lahachkis ahavoy. Now, the Tosfos learns that the question is as follows. is the takana there in order to deal with the massive number of kohanim that we have? Is it not that the takana to lahaiki sahavoy? The takana was because we didn't have enough kohanim. The tanya mishes achav trubata deshen. That we automatically gave a Kohen who was Zocha to do the Truma Sateshen in the first pious. We automatically gave him also Zocha B'Sidur Ma'aracha U'B'Shnei Gzirei Etzim. He gets to do all kinds of other exciting things. So he could set up the Mizbeach, he could bring the Korban, the first two piece blocks of wood that are put on the Mizbeach, which is part of the mitzvah of setting up the Mizbeach. Why did we do that? Because we wanted to encourage Kohanim to come and to volunteer for the Truma Sateshen. I don't get it. If on the one hand you're telling me that takana was the pious because there were so many kohanim, then why do we make this takana that we need to encourage the kohanim? That's how the Tosfos learns. It's very reasonable. Rashi learns an unusual pshat. Takanta la'aiki sahavi was the takana because of the takala. Wasn't the takana anyway for the Shnei Gzirei Etzim and the Sidur HaMa'arocha, which he would have been zoka to? So for that anyway you need a pious. Okay, fine. Those are the two approaches. Answers the Gemara. There's a whole history over here. Om Ravashi Shtei Takanota. Look, the first thing they assumed was that nobody's going to show up. So Mikore Savur Lo'at. Kiman Dechozu Dekahatu, which is our Mishnah, they see the Kohanim did come, not only come, but Otonanu De Sakana. They even come to endanger themselves. So then Takinu Lo Paisa. But of course what happens? Once they made the Paisa, no one came. Because it's one thing to get up early in the morning when you know that you're gonna get what you want. But to get up early in the morning when you're saying, the alarm clock rings, you're thinking, what are the chances that it's going to be me, you know? Ridiculous. There's a tremendous difference in getting up when you know you have something and getting up because of maybe. Much more room for rationalization. So then nobody showed up anymore after they made the point. So therefore, they had to go ahead and make the other takana, which is the other takina. They then went ahead and they made a takana that mishes achab trumat adeshen yizkeh b'sidur ma'aroch b'shnei gzirei etzim. So then they made the price worth more. They made the price worth more. People are willing to put in more money, which means they're willing to get up. And therefore, yeichad the native and advice. So in order that the kohanim should end up coming up and be revived. Because this was the history.
Jewish family. Every morning they have a minyan. One day they chant from another minyan.
That's the end.
Next morning?
No, here, that's a very good question. Although Scott is whispering, but he's asking, isn't this light-headedness in the middle?
What, running up a ramp?
Racing up a ramp. And they go, look at King.
See these guys in Nike showing up in training.
Can't wear shoes.
Can't wear shoes. Yeah. Right.
How about a good morning?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the halachic implications of this issue. First of all, you got to ask yourself, is it mutter to make a pious? Let's say...
For anything.
No, not for anything. For a mitzvah. Are you able to make a deal in which you will give up randomly your chance to do a mitzvah so that another guy can do the mitzvah?
Is it like gambling?
No, not because of that, but because it's a zilzul in the mitzvah. Let's say, for instance, you've got two guys that have an opportunity for Aliyah Rega, right? There's one... There's one ticket left for the flight. So now, the question is like this. There's two guys that are vying for this ticket. So what they could do is they could say, look, instead of our outbidding each other, I mean, what's the point of it? One or the other is going to do the mitzvah. So let's keep the ticket on the same price, and we'll choose out between us which guy should get the ticket. Makes me wish we would stop the going on comments in the background. So maybe we should just choose up. Or the other guy could tie in and tell me, choose up. Choose up is the shot. I'm not doing my absolute utmost to try to be Mekayim my mitzvah. Don't I have a chiyuv to do what I can do to the mitzvah? If I can outbid you, I'll outbid you. So you're going to say, what do you care? Another yid will do the mitzvah. I said, good. What do you mean? Okay. I have to do whatever I can do to be Mekayim my mitzvah. So now, Lechora in the beginning, when they didn't make the pious, it would be because there's an advantage to the fact that somebody who puts out all of his characters to do the mitzvah and competes and runs up the kevesh, that Enoch Inani deserves the mitzvah. We want to give him an opportunity to get what he can out of the mitzvah. It's very interesting that there's actually a machlokes ha'pesim about this issue. Many bring a raya from the fact that we were metakena pious, that in that case, where there's like one ticket left, that indeed you can go ahead and choose up. Why is it worse than the Beit HaMikdash? But there's a meiritik tshuva that's brought in the Shari Tshuva, and on the Shofar Aruch, that says that this is only true because there's no chiyav on a kohen to do the avodah. The chiyav is on the entire mishnah, that the avodah should be done. There's no mitzvah that a particular kohen should do the mitzvah. Mashenken, when it comes to one ticket left, it's your mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that needs to be done. So obviously, if it's a mitzvah that needs to be done and not particularly by me, so over there you can say that I'll rely on a pious. I don't have to do more. That's the pshat pius. But what you're going to say, let's do a pius about a mitzvah. I should be happy that you get the mitzvah, not me. Why should I be happy? Where's your chariot to say pius? So maybe when it comes to a mitzvah that's a chiyuvi, on you particularly, that ain't nothing on me. You're not allowed to just act with such zilzal. Try to outbid the guy. Or knock him out. Push him off the rim.
Is the parent film that there's only enough time in the day for one person to live on, who's going to have to visit the one each out of here, and only one of them would
be. I'm not sure what your case is, but there's another case in which no one person can do the mitzvah. In other words, we can only do the mitzvah if we pool our resources. So if we pool our resources, let's say there's not enough money in town to buy the thing. So nobody's going to be able to do the mitzvah. So now if we make a deal and we say, okay, we all put in $5 into a pool to buy the ticket for Aliyah L'Regel.
For one of us.
And then one who is Zeicher in the bias gets to be the one that flies. There, obviously, it's a great idea. Because otherwise you wouldn't have been Mekayim the mitzvah at all. No, but it's an Indian to give money, then a mitzvah should be Mekuyam as well. I mean, that's a tremendous thing to give money for.
So somebody else can do it.
Of course. Then all right, it's a different thing, because if we don't agree, then none of us will get the mitzvah. But in a case where everybody can do the mitzvah, so then you're not going to do it. You should outbid the other guy. You know the famous story with the grog? Ubizman, Shein Merubi. And then if there's more than one coin, then they actually compete. Umrif Papa, Pshitali Arba Amista Aralo. Look, where the race is. Certainly the race is not on the ground. It doesn't include the four amis on the ground running up to the kevesh, because it says Ratzin Vodin by kevesh. So it doesn't say where the finish line necessarily would be. So Kamaita Namilo can't mean the first four amot, because that's not Ratzin Vodin. I mean, four amot is called Olin. Can't mean that. It says Ratzin Vodin by kevesh. I mean, over here, by the time you start, you're finished. And then it says Kolakodem Eskavero. So apparently there was some time where they were running. And over here, it's already like right away. The race begins and it finishes. There can't be some arbitrary point of Arba Amos on the midpoint of the Kevesh, the Beni Beni Namilo, the Lomisayim and Milta. There's no point that he'll recognize. You've got to be able to see where objectively the end of the race is. So therefore, obviously, when it says the four amot, it means the four amot from the end. My only question is whether those four amot include the aman yesod and the ama the sove, or whether they actually mean from the top of the mizbeach, at the point that the kevesh touches the mizbeach.
Are we asking where the finish line is?
Yeah. Where's the four amot of the finish line? The four amot is towards the mizbeach from this finish line. Does the finish line begin at the point of contact of the kevesh to the mizbeach? Or is the finish line measured from a line drawn directly from the ground?
From the base of the mizbeach.
The base of the mizbeach drawn up on the kevesh.
Isn't that hard to see?
Yeah.
I mean, I see it's taken, but I mean, it doesn't seem more likely that it would be
weather. Barnea has thrown Pythagoras out of the window, but that's okay.
What did he say?
He said 30 amot. No, we'll pretend. We'll pretend that the kevesh was straight, which it wasn't.
Ben,
no. It's called an angle. Sometimes I gotta wonder. We're too early in the morning. Okay, so my question is: Arba amot amru ba'ari amayisod v'amasoved odilma barmi amayisod v'amasoved. Does it mean that you get close? In other words, six amot away from the point of the junction, plus the six amot away from the junction, approximately, that was where the finish line was. Take, I don't know where it was. V'ima yushneim shavim amumunei omer lem hatzbiu. Tana, hatzbiu means hotziu etzbeotechem leminyan. Just stick out your fingers to be counted. Why do we stick out fingers? V'nimnino lediduhu. Why can't we count then the people? Yisayeli Rav Yitzchak, Yom Rav Yitzchak, Asur lemanot et Yisrael, afilu ledvar mitzvah. Even when you're coming to do a mitzvah, you're not allowed to count directly. You have to count a thing. Diftiv, let's say, we see by Shaul, it says Vayifkidem bebazek, that he counted them for the war with little pieces of broken shards. Bazek is pottery, shards of pottery, and he counted the pieces of pottery.
Does this mean it's also to count any amount of Jews or only all of Israel? Because I know we're knowing very much not to count
Bechlal, the Manot Yisrael. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Maski flow Ravashi, Mimaida Hai Bazek Vishta Nitzak. Wait a second. You're assuming that Bazek is means with something. I thought it was the name of the place. Vayufkedem Bib Bazek, that he counted them in the town of Bazek. And we know there was a town called Bazek. It says Vayimtzu Adoni Bazek Bebezek. There was clearly a town which had a king by the name of Adoni Bazek, and he was in the town of Bazek. So why do you assume that Bazek used here means broken shards, which is Mivzak, broken through? And maybe it's just the name of the town. Helamiyachah, you're right. You know what? Look at the count that Shaul counts later, Miyachavayishama Shaula Ta'am, that after he was king already for a while, there it says, Vayifkedeim Bitlaim. So the first one was against the Canaanites. The second one was against the Amalekim. And here it says he was counting them with sheep. So everybody deposited a sheep. That's right. Very cute.
Why does the mark go to the Navi?
Maybe they wanted the money there.
No, there's nothing wrong with the fact that they like themselves.
No, he's saying, where does it say, where is, he's saying, can't we bring a riot from the fact that the Torah says, well, yeah, Negev. If Kodotam, right, okay, but that could be. We might have thought that that could be particularly for that event. This was the vice that's coming now to be the Sack and the Ego and so on. So, in order to be able to be Mitakin. Why? But these events are not Nogea Kapora. Those events were Nogea Kapora. So, over here you're saying if you want to build a Mishkan, everybody should give a donation. Instead of, not that we won't count you, but that you need to be Mechupar in having been counted. How do we know that the tachlis over there was in order not to count the people? Maybe the tachlis was in order to be mechaper on the people who were counted. So that's all it says, bifkorotam. It doesn't say it would be usher to be pokerotam. Shankin over here, what would be the point of throwing in a shard? A shard isn't worth anything. Okay. Omer Rabbi Elazar, the truth is kol amonet Yisrael over belav. It's usher because it says in the Torah, v'hayam nispar b'nei Yisrael kechol hayam, asher lo yimad. That should not be counted. Why read that only that it that cannot be counted, should not be counted? Renachar by Yitzvak says, over b'shnei lavim. Shema lo yimad v'lo yisafer. So that means that it's us. Omer Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Actually, Rabbi Yonatan pointed out there's a contradiction in Pesukim. On the one hand, it says, v'yam mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam. And so that's given them a mispar. But as Baruch Hu says, it'll be X. I mean, it's a big number, but it's still a number. Uchtiv asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer. On the other hand, it says, without any number. Lo kasha kam b'zman Yisrael osim etzono shel makom. It depends whether you're being good or not.
It's never happened.
Never happened. But what? That we shouldn't be counting?
It's not that the numbers are infinitesimal. Right.
It's a way of saying that.
Because I'm obviously.
Rabbi Omer Mishram Abba Yossi Ben Distoy. That's not the problem. The problem is when you say it's Kechol Hayam, I mean, you're talking about Bidei Shamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying this. I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu can know, can't he? He's also not allowed to look. And over there it's saying, lo yimad, lo yisafer, that no one should count. You tell me I can't look. So, kan bidei adam, kan bidei shamayim. Omer Rav Eloi bar Idi Amar Shmuel, given shenitmana adam parnas al hatzibur mitasher. Amazing coincidence. As soon as somebody gets a public position, he always gets rich. Of course, it doesn't mean that. it means min hashamayim. There's always a help that he should get rich. How do we see this? Because Shaul, when he originally came, became melech, so it was vayev kadeim bebazek. First, he counted everybody with shards, because he didn't have any money. Then he counted everybody with sheep, because he could afford it. What do you mean he could afford it? Why does it mean that everybody had to give a shard or everybody had to give a sheep? Maybe you should bring a raya from here that after a person is in a position a little bit, he gets more hungry and he expects higher taxes. I mean, where does it say that he was giving the sheep? And it said they were giving the sheep. No, come on, because then imkein myra buzin milzah. So then what would it be saying? What would be the chiddush to tell me that the difference was that originally bebazek and now it's betlehem? Must be the Torah is coming to tell me something. It's trying to show me that indeed he didn't expect everybody to give a tlev. A person doesn't have money. So he gave a tlev for each person.
That's a lot of
tlevs. Definitely a lot of tlevs. Yeah. It would mean that he had 210,000
tlevs.
Vayorev Banacha. once we're already talking about the war with Amalek, after it says that he collected all of these plagues, it says, Vayorev Banachal. Vayorev Banachal, he fought it out in the Nachal. What do you mean he fought? First of all, that he didn't fight yet. This was before the fight. Omer Rabboni al Iskei Nachal. What it means is that he argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the war with Amalek, basing it on the din of the Egla Ruf. Here was the first of the leftists, apparently. Huh? If the Torah says that for a single person found murdered, you're supposed to bring an Egla Rufa. What about all those poor chafim mipesha that are the ancillary damages here, what do you call it?
Collateral damages.
How can I go ahead and be Maka Amalek? The Imadam Chatan, even if you'll say, okay, people are dangerous, you got to get rid of them, but the Imam has to go kill the poor innocent animals. The Imam Chatan.
I don't think
it's the only Israel. Oh, really? Yeah. That's a good point. Mim Chatu, Ktanim Machatu. I understand the older ones were Chaytay, but the younger ones, what did the younger ones do? Yatsa bat kova amrono al tiit tzadikabe. Don't be such a big tzadik. B'sha'a shamalo shaul adoei. When Shaul said to doei, so vatahu pegabe kohanim by novir hakohanim, he told him, go murder all the kohanim. So the same batko continued the end of the sentence. Al tishar be. Not only shouldn't you be too much of a tzadik, you shouldn't be too much of a rosh. Because the Gemara says that the two are interdependent. Somebody who tries to be a big tzadik ends up being a big rosh. So everybody, somebody who is chas on the bad people ends up being evil to the good people. That's exactly what happened here. Omar Ravuna kamalo choli velo margish gavad v'morei saya. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got his favorite. And take a look at a man who's got Hashem on his side. Look how little he has to worry, and look how little he has to be miserable in order to be metakein things in his life. Shaul ba'achat. Shaul made one mistake, v'altalo, and that blew him out of the water. And David b'shtayim v'altalo. David made two mistakes, and he was never blown out of the water. Shaul ba'achat. Kol his lashon to be mechalet ne'al yon lashon of choli. To make yourself sick over being mevakesh. Yeah. So what was the shaul ba'achat? What did he do wrong? Well, I assume that you're referring to the Mice of Agag, where he didn't want to kill Agag from the Amalek. Vayikama said the Novira Kohanim. I mean, that's not one, that's a whole different story. He killed that Kohanim. Why isn't that count? Yes, but right away, as soon as he didn't kill Agag, which was way before the Mice of Novira Kohanim, it says right away, Nicham Tikim Lach Niacher Lamelech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu already made a determination he's out. So one strike, you're out. That's what happened to Shaul. Mashenken, when it came to David was Mishnaim. What were the two that you're referring to? To Uriah and the Hasata, the story of killing Uriah Hachiti, and the story, which was a din in basically Shviches Dami, and the story of the Hasata, which of course is how this gets into our sugya, because the story of the Hasata was that he was Musat by the Satan to count Bnei Yisrael, and he counted them. The truth is, it's a big bachlokas Mishonim, whether he counted them directly, and that was his fate. Which Ramban says it's crazy, but David wasn't an idiot. After seeing all of these, what he didn't know these dinim. Actually, the Ramban time is Aaron's time. Why would he have counted him if he saw? Rashi learned that indeed, he counted him without taking any. Ramban says, why didn't he learn out? Just as Aaron had asked a moment ago. Why didn't he learn out from the Torah that you're not supposed to count? Doesn't ask this Gemara. This was So he says, of course he counted with something, but the point was that he counted for no reason. This Gemara is talking about afilu l'dvar mitzvah. But if it's not the Dvar Mitzvah, it's also to count at all. That's the point. And therefore, he had this Mice of Hasata. You're ignoring Batsheva. I mean, that was a pretty big thing. So that would mean there were three things that David did. So why did he say there were only two things that David did, and he wasn't blown out of the water? Uriah Shvichas Dami and Batsheva's Gilei Arayas. It's a completely different focus, man. It may have happened at the same time. I mean, it's nowhere near the same Mice. So you can only Mice of Batsheva. Yeah, but you can't say that David was punished bitterly for the Mice of Batsheva. That was paid back to him, boy, on his flesh. It says that you're gonna have to pay for that little sheep four times over. What was the four times over? He lost four children. Yelet was born of Avshalom, born of Batsheva. Amnon, Tamar, who he lost in the sense that he lost her chashivitz and her ability to marry and so on. And Avshalom, So you could say the same thing about the Hasata, about the Nami Frumine. I mean, there was the whole terrible story. Vayitin Hashem Devram, and there was a terrible Dever, and then so many people died, and he was so broken from it. Why isn't that included? True, it's all very nice. But Migufe, it wasn't, right? It was Lo Ufre, Mifre, it's true. That it was, but Migufe was not Mufre. It's different, yes, you suffer, but you don't suffer on your own flesh. What do you mean? He did suffer in his own flesh. Lai Mifre Migufe, Dom Rav Yonam Rav, Shisha Chodashim Nitzarea David, Upirsoi Menu Sanhedrin, Nitzarea Menu Shechina. It's David suffered terribly. 6 months he became a Mitzora, the Sanhedrin was perished from him, the Shechina left him. We see this from the way that he writes in Tehillim, with such pain, in which he says, Yashuvu li Yireyecha V'yodei Erosecha, which means that they had all left. Hashiva li Sason Yishecha, which is the Shechina. This is, we have to now change what we were saying. What we're saying is that you need, that it should be on his goof. But the only way that it was on his goof was that literally his goof. We find the same idea by Yov. By Yov also, the Satan says, HaKadosh Baruch, okay, fine. He's still a good guy, but that's because you haven't touched him personally. I had killed out his family, and so on. But Orbador, says the Sultan. So this is exactly what happens to David. So now that he himself is Mitzareya, I can't count that story. So therefore, I am left with the two. I'm left with the story only of Uriah, and with the story of Hasata, because the level of the payback on Bathsheba was very personal. And therefore, I can't count that at all. So there, I mean, obviously it would have been nicer if I could have said, Duff. So now, what about the fact that there was yet another thing that he had done, which you didn't even mention? V'amarav kibel David lashon hara, that when Siva came and claimed that Mephibosheth, it was on the other side, he accepted it, and gave away the field, and so on. He holds kishmur, v'amalo kibel David lashon hara. Rabbi Yochanan meant, aliba de shmur, that it wasn't lashon hara that David was makabel, but that he had clear simonim, that he actually was telling the truth. And the truth is, even according to Rav, Rav who says that David was Makaba Lashon Hara, but he suffered for that. Ifra umine. The Yom Rav, Yom Rav, Bisha'asha Marlo David la Mephibosheth, Amarti atavet siva techalku et hasadeh, Yatza bat kol v'amralo, Rechavam v'yiravam yechalku et hamalchut. So the same way that we were saying that Shaul was blown out of the water, meaning what? He lost his malchut. David, in a sense, lost the malchut because of the story. This part, he actually was punished for. But the other things, he wasn't punished for. So that in the moment that he was Makabel Lashon Hara, a batko came out to say that his children are going to end up splitting the malucha with Yerava ben Nevat. Then the Torah, after all of this, talks about Shaul and says, Ben Shaul, Ben Shana Shaul ben Malcha. Now, what does that mean? Shaul was 1 year old in his mouth was. How was he so young? What does that mean? Omer Avuna ke ben shana shelo ta'am ta'am chet. He was a total tzaddik. Maskev al-renach bar Yitzchak, how do you know that's what it means? Maybe it means ke ben shana shel meluch lach petit uvitzoach. Maybe it means he was like an infant of 1 year old who was filthy with dirty diapers and mud. what's the Havamina? As the Mefarshim should explain, Havamina is that we'll see that the Taina on Shaul is that he was too nice. So he wasn't ready to fight against those who were against him. Yeah, he just kept quiet. So then it's like a baby, in other words. A baby, he has a dirty diaper. Fine, so the dirty diaper. So you, maybe it means that Shaul had a tendency to be willing to live in the dirt. Anyway, that night, boy, did he have nightmares. So he had terrible nightmares that night. So he realized it was not a nice way to talk. Amar says, okay, na neti lachem atzamot Shaul ben Kish. Okay, I give up. I made it.
That's what he's saying in the dream?
No. The next day. He had a miserable night the next night. He realized he didn't speak with Derech Eretz even the day. So he said, "Na negiv gematzamot Shaul ben Kish Melech Israel." Then the nightmare stopped. You got to know how to speak to an Arab. Om Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Mipnei Ma Lodim Shecha Malchut Pei Shaul. Why is it that the Malchut couldn't last? Mipnei Shelo Hayava Shum Dof. There was nothing wrong with him. And when there's nothing wrong with somebody in charge, and there's nothing he has to be ashamed of, then it's hopeless. It gets completely out of control. Such a Malchus cannot last. You got to have lots of things wrong with you. Dom Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzadak Ein Ma'amidim Parnas Al HaTzibur Ela Im Ken Kupash HaShratzim Tluyah Lo Me'achorav. He's got to be carrying around a bag full of skeletons in the closet. She'im Tazuach Dato Alav. If he gets too stuck up, we need people to be able to say, look behind you. It's still following you. Omrim Lo Chazor Le'achorecho. Why don't you move back a little bit? So Shaul was simply too good.
in other contexts.
It's interesting. Rashi learns that Kupa Shel Shvatzim means something in family issues that was no good. So it was a Shail of Ruth. Where does he come from? Is he really Royal Amalfa? It doesn't mean necessarily in terms of his own mace.
In different contexts, which we've raised, has made reference to Shul as not being such a. Is that towards Malchut?
Oh, that's the problem. That we'll get to. Omer of Yudam Rabbi, they mani en Ashaul. Shaul's problem is, that's one thing, it can't be mitmashe. But you want to take a look at what's the nekuda that caused him to lose the malchut. The fact that he didn't act like it. What? I skipped a line? No, I didn't. I love it when we get the interruptions that aren't even justified. Shedemo v'nevi liyal amrulo, mayoshienu zeh, v'yivuzuhu. So the first time that Shmuel now made him the top guy, so there were people who said, this guy? Did he assert himself? No, Vahika Macharish. So he keeps quiet. Later on, see, so over there, everybody comes out and says, okay, who's the guy? Let's kill him. After he saves all of Klal Yisrael from Nachash, right? So he says, no. Nobody should be hurt just for making fun of me. So in other words, he refused to assert the Malchut, even when everybody was on that side and wanted to assert the Malchut. You can't say that it was a political decision. It was his personal feelings. And not only that, there's even a remez in the pasuk. Well, who was it that went up to fight against Shaul? Nachash. V'yom Reb Yochanan Mishum Shimon Yatzadik, kol tamid chacham she'inu nokem v'noter k'nachash, eino tamid chacham. A Talmud Chacham who sits back and accepts that people should say things and doesn't go out and kill them? Like a Nachash? He doesn't deserve to be called a Talmud Chacham. Wait. It says Lo Tikon V'lo Titor. What do you mean? I thought it's Usher. How could you say such a thing? No, that's only said Bimamon. That says on issues, Bichlal, monetary issues. But and so somebody didn't want to lend you his car. He says, I'm not going to lend you my car. That's, you can't be no king. But to try to assert what is right? What do you mean? Of course you have to assert what is right. Is that true? Let's see. Dichtim. I'm sorry, the time. Ezoi nikama ve'ezoi nitira. Nikima means you ask a guy, lend me your hatchet. Hashileni migalcha. And the guy says, no. The next day he comes to you. People like that, they're not even, you know, they don't think about it. Yeah, why should I ask him? So, omer lo hashileni kardumcha. Omer lo, so you respond to me and say, no, any mashukha kader shalori shaltan. You didn't lend me, I don't lend you. That's nikama. What is nitira? Omer lo hashileni kardumcha. Omer lo. Lamacha, the next day the guy comes and says to him, Hashileni chalukha, lend me a coat. Omalo, hey, look, okay, take a coat. Any kamotcha, I'm not like you. Shalo yushaltari, that you don't lend me. Zoe nitira, this is called nitira. Nitira means to watch over something, to nurse the anger that you had, and you refuse to ignore it. So it's still there. That's called nitira. Well, and an insult, not? An insult's not called nekama? It's hard to goof a low. Vatanya ne'elavim ve'inan ovim, shonim cherpatan ve'inan moshivim, osim mi'ahava usmechim bi'esurin, aleim ha'katuv omer bi'ohavav k'tzeit ha'shemesh. Begvurato says that the people who hear their insults and don't say a word, and they're ready to accept the most horrible things that people say about them, and that they don't answer. That is basically the equivalent of the godless of the Shemesh itself expressing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen in the world. So now you're telling me that it's a good idea, you're supposed to go out and scream and yell and fight. Le'olam denakitle b'libe. It means that no kimenoter means that you keep it in mind one day. You don't say anything, though. That way you can have it both ways.
Isn't that what came out?
So when it says over here, Ena Meshivim, that's true. But it doesn't mean you don't keep. That somebody who is ready to not mavir amidosav means that he lets his feelings go. He lets go. So not letting go means not to be noter. It doesn't mean not to respond, but to keep it inside. It means you're not supposed to feel about it. So what's the time? I don't understand. No, that just means the mefaiselom mefaiel. Excuse me. In other words, first we said, look, the oilon the neiter I believe they means you wait. Somebody else wants to do something to take your revenge, and of course you let him because you're supposed to be neiter. In which case, Shaul should have let them. They said, "We're the guys that insulted Shaul. Let's kill him." And he says, "No, nobody dies." So, in other words, he didn't allow them to be aimed for his covet. That's the problem. I asked the Gemara, but even that you're not supposed to want, so he did the right thing. Even that you're not supposed to want. Says the Gemara, no, you're not supposed to want someone should punish a person who asked mechila. In other words, if that no matter what they did to you, you're ready to be mitzvayes if they'll come and they'll ask you. But not that there shouldn't be a mechila and I shouldn't allow people to take revenge. That's wrong. So in other words, we have the clause. You're not allowed. Let's talk about first halacha. The halacha is nekima v'netira, as we learned in the Brisa, is that you're not allowed to mention it. The netira is not to mention it, even though you don't act out. You know, I'm willing to lend it to you, but while I lend it to you, I tell you, yeah, I'm not like the kind of guy you are. That's netira. Nekama is to actually act on it, not to lend. But eino chinami, that can be miikar adin. In your name of mama. The problem is that we find that's monetary issues. Borrowing a action is monetary. But then we have another issue, which is that there's a godless in a person who is ready to not respond when people insult him. In which case it's a mila for a Talmud Chacham. Why does he say Sheino Noke Manote Kanocha Sheino Talmud Chacham? Why? I mean, there it's not talking about money, obviously, that's for sure. But you're telling me that he should be dokeim v'noter. If somebody insults him, he should go out and make war against him. It says over here, someone who doesn't make war is a tremendous mila. You shouldn't get involved in arguments. You shouldn't assert your anger. On that, the Gemara answers, that's very true. It shouldn't be you. But you should allow others to do it. But Shaul didn't even allow others to do it. Now, the truth is, we're not necessarily need to answer Shaul. We need to answer the fact that the Gemara says that Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yotzer called Talmud Chacham, because on Shaul you can taina that on the Malchus you have no right to be Meichel. That's a different issue. But the fact that you want to say now the equivalent case would be a Talmud Chacham, and any Talmud Chacham also would be Nitva on this. If he allowed people to insult him, he didn't do anything about it. Asks the Gemara, is that true? Answers the Gemara, yes, it is true. Because the document to Shaul is that Shaul didn't even allow other people to do it. And the Talmud Chacham is supposed to be not a lebelibe. If he's not a lebelibe, then by definition, says Rashi, he allows other people to do it. So therefore, the dogma to Shaul is a good dogma. Not necessarily that it would have made a difference anyway, because we could tie him. A melech can't be somebody who has those midas. The question is, can a Talmud Chacham be? So we're coming out halacha l'maisa like this. The Talmud Chacham should not be noikim v'noiter personally. However, he should also not be willing to say it's not important. It's very important. Since it's very important, there should be an acceptance on his part of other people who go out to fight his battle. I'm not getting involved. You want to go and fight? That's wonderful. But you shouldn't attempt to stop other people from fighting your battle. Furthermore, if the people who started up at the Talmud Chacham come and ask Mechila, then he should accept that and he should let go of the whole thing. That's called Mavra Midaisa Total. When it comes to a melech, that's not his own covet that he's being meichel. The Gemara makes the Snaf Kamina elsewhere. And therefore, to be meichel on that means you can't be really a melech. You have to be able to assert what it is that your malchus means. Rishonako, Misha Rotzili Tromatam is Vera Torem, Vizman Shem Rubin Rotzi Velumi Kabach, Kalakalam is Kabiru Barba Mezocha. Vima Yushneim Shavim, Amamuna Omerla Matzbiu, Main Motzi in Akatostein. The In Motzi in Agudo Bimigdash, Meister Shem Shavim Rotzi Velumi Kabach, Vidoch Avakadmi and Vetravirov and Afav Nishbaraglo, Kivan Shiro, Bedin Shabayim, Bede Sakana. Itkinu shelo yutormim et hamizbech al b'fayis. Arba payasot ayushon, v'zeh payas harishon. But mikara, my time alone, takinu rabban b'fayis like everything else. Because mikara, so we're given the evidence, lay lehi lo chashiv lo b'lohat. Kim in the cause of the God, but they say, kana takinu la payis. I have evor and bedorim, avoid is lay lo, takinu rabban b'fayis in the first place. Yeah, but that's because there's so far avoid yamama. So, this is also tchilas avoid yamama. Yom Rabbi Yochanan Kiddush Erev LeKrumas Hadesh LeMokra Ein Tzorach VaKaddish VaKiddush B'Tchilas Aveda Ein B'Shekvar Kiddush B'Tchila LeAveda Igini Amri Mikor Sofer Kibidika Ein Shena LoAsa Given the cause of the Asa because Nami Dei Sakana Tekilu Rabbana Paisa Vare Yevorim Uptorim Liga Ein Shena B'Tchilu Rabbana Paisa Shainei Migna Mi Beikam Takana Laach Kisa Avoy Takanta Laach Kisa Avoy Tetani Misha Zorcha B'Trumas Hadesh And Zorcha B'Sidir Ma'arocha B'Shnei Gizra Etzim Om Revashi Shtek Takanota Yu Mikor Sofer LoAtu Give the cause of God to vote to Nami de Sakana, Takinola Paisa. Give the Kinola Paisa Loasa. Omrumi Yema de Mitramilan, at the Takinola Mishizaka Pshumas Adeshi is Kapsil Marok of Shnex Reitzim, Kehech the Nate of Nifaisun, Ubis Manch and Murubim, Omru Papa, Pshita Lee, Arba Moti Ara Lo, because it's Rotsin Vol and Mikavish. Kamait and Amilot is Ratzin Ve'Oilin Be'Kevesh. And then it says Kol HaKoyel Meschaver. It can't be some stam midpoint to Lo Misayim Emilta. So therefore, it's Pshita Lidagam Mizbeach Tanah. Why Rav Papa Arba Amo Shamru? Does that include the Ami Yisod and the Ami Sovei? Or Dima Bar Mi Ami Yisod and the Ami Sovei? Take it. Vimo Yushneim Shavim Amo Muneo Merlem Atzbiyu Tanah. Hotziu Etzbo Techem Leminyan. Why not count them directly? Misayel Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak. Asur Lim Not Yisrael, Afilu Dvar Mitzvah. Yiftila Yifkidem Bebozek. Maazki for Rav Ashi, Mimai Da'ai Bozek, Lishon the Mifzik. Dilma Shmo de Matu, Yiftim, Vayimtsu Adoni Bozek Bebezek. Ela Mihok, Vayishma, Vayishama Sha'ul Ata'am, Vayifkidem Bat La'im. Om Rav Elazar, Kol HaMinis Yisrael Rav Rav Elav, Shema Vayam Yisprah B'nei Yisrael, Kol HaYama Shalo Yimad. Nakuma Yitzchak Mer over Bishnei Lavi. Shinema Lo Yimod Velo Yisafer. Omer Shul Bar Nachmeni Reb Yonatan Ram. Tiva Yam Yisrael Bnei Yisrael Kol Hayam Ktiva Shelo Yimod Velo Yisafer. Lo Kasha Bezman Shisol Lo Yisrael Shemokim Kam Bezman Shemokim Kam Bezman Shemokim Reb Yonatan Ram Shema Ve Yosef Ben Dostoy Lo Kasha. Kam Bide Adam Kam Bide Shemayim. Omer Rabbi Ni Lo Yibar Idi Yom Hashmo. Kiven Shnidvana Adam Parnas Al Hatzibur Mit Asher Mi Ikara Ktiva Yifkedem Bebazek. Vesov Ktiva Yifkedem Batlahim. Dilma Medidu, Menuim came my rabbus in the milta. Vayorev Manocha Lomre, money of his came now. Mishaasha Marlo Akadosh Barhuda Shaul, Lech me Kitat Amalek. Oma man nefeshakatam Ratura Begla Rufa, Kola nefeshot Alalu, Alakaka Mavikama. Vim Adam Kata, Vim Amakata, Vim Dolim Katu, Tanima Katu, that's a Batko Vamralo, Alti Eat Sadik Arbe. Bisha'asha Amal, you'll notice that he stuck to the same approach as his forefathers here. Yeah, okay. Bisha'asha Amal, Shaula Doi, Solda Tov Gabakoani, Yatzabakova, no, Alti Shaharbe, Omri, when a Kamalo Choligolo, Margish Gabat Marisai, Shaul Beachat, and it cost him his malchus. Dove Bishtaim, Velotalo, Shaul Beachat, Mayima, said the Agag, what about the Mice of Noviakoni? Okay, but Ama said the Agag, it already says the Chantikim Lakhti at Shaul Amela. Dove Bishtaim, what is it, Uri of Asata, what about Batsheva? No, Batsheva he paid for it, says, like, if say Shalom or Batai, Yelid, Amnon, Tamar, and Avshalom, so Atom Nami, Yifrumine, Tichtiva Yitin, Hashem, Devrabaam, Atom No Yifrumi Gufe, as you could say the same thing by Batsheva, was all Yifrumi Gufe, no. Was he from the Gufa? Dom Revu, Dom Rav, Shishar Kadashim Mitzareya David, who Porsche Emenu Sanhedrin, and his star came in a Shima, Shiga Shuva, the Yereyak of Yereyad of Techa, Ukdiva Shiva, the Sasani Shecha. I, Dom Rav, Kibo David Lashana Rav, what about that? Kishmu, Dom Ralo Kibo David Lashana Rav. The truth is even according to Rav. Dom Rav, Kibo David Lashana Rav, but that was also from it. Dom Revu, Dom Rav, Bishar Shamano David Lemithibosha, Amarti Atav, Tziva, Techafuta Sadeh, Yatza Bako Vamalo Chavam Birama Mikakut Amokut. Ben Shana Shaul Bimalcho. Om Ravuna, Keven Shana Shalot Tam Tam Chait. Maske for Nakba Yitzchak, maybe means Keven Shana Shaluchlak, Tito Mazora. Akvil Leila Ravnak was Siuta Bechame. Om okay, Nanetil Kamatzmochul Ben Kish. Other causes Siuta Bechame, Om Nanetil Kamatzmochul Ben Kish Melat Yisra. Om Revira Meshmu Midimalo Nimshakama Kut Bechahu. Midejalo Ayado Shum Dofi. Dom Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishma Ben Yotzadok, Ein Ma'amid in Parnas Al HaTzibur En Ken Kupa Shashrotzim Tuluya Lo Me'achorav Shim Tazu Avdaatu Alav Omrim Lo Chazor Le'achorecha Om Rav Yonam Rav Mibnei Ma Ne'ena Sha'u Mibnei Shemachal Al Kivodo Shnema Uvnei V'liyal Amru Ma Yoshienu Ze Vayivizuhu V'lo Evi Lo Mincha Vayike Ma'acharish Okti Vayal Nachash Ha'amoni ויחן היבש גילה, ויום רבי יום שום רבי שמי יבן יו הצדק, כל תמי חכם, שאינו נוקם ונותר כנחש, אין אותו מי חכם. אבל הכתיב לא תיקום ולא תיתור, ההוא במומו נדכתיב, תניה, איזוהי נקימה ואיזוהי נתירה, נקימה אמר לו, השילני מגלך, אמר לו לב, למוכר, אמר לו, הוא, השילני כרדוכה, אמר לו, לא, הנה משהו כגדול שלוש אלפן. זוהי נקימה, איזו נתירה, אמר לו השילני קרדומך, אמר לי למוכר אמר לי השילני חלוקך, אמר לו הלך, איני כבודך שלא ישלטני, זוהי נתירה, ונצר את הגוף הלא, ותניה הנעלבים ונעמבים, שומעים חרפתם ונעמב שבעים, עושים מאהבה ושמחים יסרי עליהם, הכתוב אומר, ואוהביו קצית השמש בגבורתו, ליאולם דנקת לי בלידי, היו אמר רובה, כל המעבר המידותיו מעבירים לו, על כל פשעם, it only means the mefaisole umefayez.